Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, clouds will be on the increase. We might have a stray shower or a thunderstorm at a high today of about 77. In Kenosha right now, it's cloudy and 64 degrees, 59 in Burlington, 66 Milwaukee, and in Racine, cloudy and 64. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth scheduled to hold a press briefing around 10 this morning to address the discovery of a man's body in the town of Paris over the weekend. A news release said only that the investigation was ongoing with help from the State Patrol and Kenosha Police, but no explanation as to why that was needed. Body was found along Highway A, notification made to the victim's family. Cause of a fire that did an estimated $2.25 million damage to a home in Germantown, that is still under investigation. Nobody there at the time. The fire does not appear, however, to be suspicious. Arriving fire crews encountered problems right away because that 3,500-square-foot house is just about 2,000 feet off the roadway, and there were not many hydrants in the area. Several area fire departments participating in that response. More details out today about Volkswagen and emissions cheating. Audi says more than 2 million of their cars equipped with the software that recognized when emissions tests were taking place. And during those tests, the vehicles would run much cleaner, but once out on the road, they would release up to 40 times the emissions. Most of the affected Audis are in Germany and Western Europe, but 13,000 or so are being recalled in the U.S. Parent company Volkswagen announcing last week that around 11 million cars were affected by the diesel emission scandal. Volkswagen has also suspended some of the company's heads of research and development.
The R&D chiefs at Volkswagen's core VW brand, as well as its luxury division Audi and sports car maker Porsche, have all been put on leave. Reuters reports, quoting sources familiar with the matter, the companies have not commented. The German automakers being investigated for installing cheat devices in more than 11 million so-called clean diesel engines worldwide. The revelation that VW used special software to defeat emissions tests also answers a question that puzzled the competition for years. How could Volkswagen engineer an affordable clean diesel engine when engineers at other automakers couldn't? I'm Scott Carr.
Related to that, a couple of Wisconsin law firms, Habish, Habish & Rotier and Hawks Quindell, joining the federal lawsuit against Volkswagen after the admission that it tampered with the emissions testings. Well, another fall harvest season underway across Wisconsin, which means slower-moving farm vehicles going to be a common sight along the state's roadways. Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey says farmers and motorists all need to be patient and alert.
In the fall, farmers are working around the clock to harvest crops. So when you see them on the road, remember, they're not trying to inconvenience you. They're just trying to get their work done. The difference in speed between slower farm machinery and faster motor vehicles is a common factor in many crashes. So motorists should slow down, be patient, and wait for a safe opportunity to pass.
Sergeant Harvey adding that farm vehicles should have additional safety features to help keep motorists safe. The availability of food gets some of the blame for an obesity epidemic, which ranks Wisconsin fairly high among the states, according to Dr. Pat Remington, who's with the UW School of Medicine.
You can get food at almost any place. Gas stations 30 years ago didn't have food. Now you can have a meal at a gas station when you're filling your car. There's food in grocery stores, in hardware stores. You can go to Home Depot and have a hot dog on your way out.
He says the availability of food, especially the high-calorie stuff and lack of exercise, that's what's driving the weight problem. Wisconsin ranked 21st highest in the country in terms of overall obesity, that according to a new study by the United Health Foundation. Pope Francis capping his U.S. trip with a final mass in Philadelphia Sunday. Thousands coming to hear from the man known as the People's Pope, and among them was Steve Kassenbaum.
They followed every moment of his six-day visit to the United States, falling further in love with Pope Francis and becoming more inspired with each passing moment. The culmination left many among the hundreds of thousands on the Ben Franklin Parkway feeling spiritually fulfilled and speechless at the same time.
It's just breathtaking, just the fact that the Pope is here.
It's an amazing feeling. You have to experience it. There's no words.
I walked through the crowd and just the energy and the variety of people. It's just overwhelming, really.
His core message, no matter what the topic, God is love, left an indelible mark on everyone in the crowd. Steve Kastenbaum in Philadelphia.
Week 3 of the NFL season going to conclude tonight at Lambeau Field. Packers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Aaron Rodgers of the Packers says it's going to be a lot of fun going up against his good buddy, Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith.
Alex and I are good buddies. I love seeing him and his family in Tahoe. He's one of the guys I pull for. He's a great guy. And he's been through a lot in his career with different coaches and teams now, and he's done a great job.
Packers, of course, beat the Bears and Seahawks, the 1-1 Chiefs having been idle since their loss to the Broncos a week ago Thursday. Kenosha Board of Parks Commissioners' agenda for later on this afternoon includes a resolution to proclaim the second Saturday of each October as the Includable and Accessible Play Day in the city. That's to try to tie into the formal opening October 10th of the Dream Playground at Petsky Park. Kenosha's Licensing and Permit Committee scheduled to discuss an ordinance proposal on outdoor open containers and special events. The Mount Pleasant Village Board tonight will consider an amendment to zoning language when it comes to the private residential parking of campers and trailers. Development Director Logan Martin at a recent Village Plan Commission meeting explained that the language change would also incorporate the camping season, providing more seasonal flexibility to owners of such vehicles.
No truck, unoccupied tent camper, travel trailer, motorhome, boat, or vehicular equipment of a commercial nature shall be parked regularly on a lot in any district except where permitted as a use in a commercial, industrial, or agricultural districts unless... And then the second amendment would be licensed tent campers, travel trailers, boats, or motorhomes shall not be required to be parked only in the side or rear yards between May 1st and November 30th.
Just one person spoke at a public hearing on the issue earlier in the month, an affected property owner on Farmington Lane who has got a neighbor problem, who supports the new language that the village board will likely approve tonight. And the Racine Unified School Board's got a do-over tonight at 6 o'clock on the public hearing for the 2015-16 budget, the result of having done the hearing a few weeks ago without a quorum and an objection raised by some officials in Sturtevant. The $10.36 tax rate is 77 cents higher than the past budget year, while assuming a 1.98% increase in the property value of the district. The exact figure on that won't be available from the state for several more weeks. WRJN.com, our webpage, and our newscasts are there in podcast form. Go to the local news section at WRJN News to get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.